Recorded Books presents Escaping Eleven by Jerry Chisholm. Narrated by Justice Boulding. Chapter 1. I hold out open hands, palms down. Inches above hovers half a lemon, and even between pockets of mold it sparkles with juice. The smell of citrus fills the cell. The anticipation is the worst. Or, it used to be when I was small. But now I am grown, and so my pulse is steady. Now I don't flinch as the juice hits my knuckles, as acid seeps into open wounds. I glance sideways, but my face is otherwise indifferent. And I am too. Only the initial jolt stings. Then the pain fades into Compound 11's dimly lit corridors. Hurt? I note how calm his voice is as he squeezes the lemon tight, wrings it so every last drop is pushed free. He enjoys our ritual. At least I think he does. I stare at him and shake my head. Good, he says. My strength pleases him. Then his eyebrows pull together.
Today's fight is getting attention. Are you ready?
I slap my right cheek, he slaps my left. Just like always. I'm not worried, I say. But I pause. My hands clench into fists and I examine the effect of the lemon juice. Red slashes burn pink. Why is it getting attention? He must sound like a cruel man, my father. But I have been his only child since Jack was sent above ground. No one can survive above ground. And so he had only me to shape. And he shaped me into a fighter. I watch him carefully and see the corner of his mouth twitch. He's excited.
Your opponent is from upstairs.
Probably that upper mean I beat last. He shakes his head before I'm finished.
It's a preem you'll be fighting.
My back straightens. A preeminent, or preem for short. That is big news. Preems don't fight. They don't even attend the fights, not usually. That would mean descending from the fifth floor to the second, where the bowl is located, and preems don't often rub shoulders with lower means. Lower means like me. He is staring, waiting for a reaction. Instead, I pull up both pants legs and lean back on the narrow bed that used to be my own. It squeaks under my weight. My knees are skinned. Clean them too.
Please, he reminds me.
Please. He sighs as he shifts positions, and he looks older than I remember. His movements are stiff, and his hair is graying at the temples, skin pooling under his mouth. He picks up the other half of the rotted lemon from the concrete floor, and I shift my gaze to the ceiling as I wait for a fresh slice of pain. I barely feel it when it comes. I'm too busy thinking about the news. A preem. So it will be an easy fight, short and sweet. Hunter will be pleased. Maggie too. And Emerald and the other fighters will have a good laugh. I smile in spite of myself.
2 weeks in your own place now, my father says as he stands.
He is tall and so his head nearly skims the ceiling. He throws the rind to the floor as he watches me. I am clean. 2 weeks tomorrow, I agree.
Settling in okay?
My eyes slide over pictures I drew as a child before I answer. They dot the walls of my parents' cell. And pictures of Jack, too. From the early days before he had to go. And some embroidery work by my mother, hung with pride on one of her better days. The ones that don't come around very often. I'm settling in fine. It's nice to have some space to myself. Immediately I wince. It wasn't a kind thing to say to my father. But something resembling amusement spreads across his face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?